I love that theme song.
All right, go ahead.
So awesome. You know, I asked Big Pussy, you remember him?
Sure.
Vincent Pastore. Yeah, how you feeling? And he has a really bad cold. If you see him on the shows this morning, you'll hear it. He said, other than that, I feel really old. He remembers how quickly the show caught on and the impact it had on HBO.
You got to remember, when we first aired, not everybody was subscribing. And then when it caught on, everybody started to subscribe. And as we went into the second year, it was hard to go to work because there was a lot of, paparazzi around the set. And, you know, they wanted to know where we were going to shoot. And then, like I said, all the events came up in the second year for the first year. So that's when we kind of looked at each other and realized that we had something, you know.
Yeah, it was after that they were invited to all the awards shows, and it was this whirlwind. And Pastore is amazed at how many kids are just discovering the show now. They're binge-watching, and he's Big Pussy to a whole new generation. And I asked him, you know, you're still known as Big Pussy.
He is, always
the mobster. Yeah. You know, are you okay with that?
Yeah, I became a John Wayne for the wise guys. I always work, and I became like a cult figure with the character that I played on the show. So it's not frustrating at all. It's just, you know, what they want me to do. And they call you, like, I'm doing a pilot now down in Florida, and I play a mob boss, and I'm working with some good actors, and they send me the script, and I deliver. So if I'm going to become the Adam West of The Sopranos, there's nothing wrong with that.
His favorite episode was Funhouse, and that's when he was whacked on the fishing boat.
Oh, yeah.
By Tony, Paulie, and Silvio. So his favorite line?
Not in the face. Let me keep my eyes.
Not in the face. So Mark Barron was a stand-in on the show for many years, and he's been hosting a Sopranos tour.
When you say a stand-in.
Yeah. You want me to... Go ahead.
So you mean the guys who, when they're setting up the shot, right? So the actors, Len, they don't have to waste their time.
When they're blocking the lighting.
Just standing for the lighting. Yeah. So you have a stand-in.
Okay.
You're in your trailer, and your stand-in is there as they're doing the lighting.
Okay.
Right.
So he was a stand-in, this guy.
Yeah, and he got to know the cast, and he got to know the directors, and he's also a screenwriter, and he's a theater guy, and he's been hosting a Sopranos tour since 2001 for on-location tours. You get picked up in the Garment District, you go through the Lincoln Tunnel, and then 59 miles of New Jersey. You get to see views of the opening, and if you remember the opening, anybody who lives in New Jersey found that very confusing. Where's Tony going?
He's driving in circles.
Yes.
The joke is somebody's following him.
You know, if you tried to follow it, it was like, where are they going? They play the music, they do trivia, they head for key sites.
The diner where Christopher was shot, to what was the pork store. There's a bunch of locations right around it. The Bada Bing, of course. And then we go to where they filmed the final scene, Holston's up in Jersey.
So that brings us to that wacky ending.
Do they take you by Tony Soprano's house?
Yep.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, Newark. I think it's in Newark, right?
The house is in Newark?
Yeah.
But
I believe it was on a street in Newark, wasn't it?
Clifton.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the...
Tony Soprano's house.
His mother's house was in Newark.
Okay. Right.
Remember? In the first season. But anyway, it brings us to the ending where you see Tony sitting in the diner. He hits Don't Stop Believing. The daughter's out trying to park her car. The family, his wife walks in. His son walks in. And then there's a guy with an eye on him. And then black.
It's 20 years ago. Well, it's ended 11 years ago. That people are still talking about the ending. And people are really getting into this conversation. And what a great way to engage an audience and keep the project alive. Because people just keep talking about it. They keep going back and watching it. Looking for another clue to explain what happens.
That ending is a testament to the show's groundbreaking writing that changed TV forever. And,
it
paved the way for Breaking Bad, Games of Thrones.
It was the first successful show where the lead character was the antihero. It really changed things. And also the writing was a lot deeper. There are a lot more levels to it than we've been accustomed to. I think David Chase was quoted as what he was really trying to do was create cinema. And he did.
He did. Hey, Alice, is his tour successful?
It's very successful. They have 2 days a week, and now there's a prequel coming out, a prequel to The Sopranos Tony's childhood. So now it's picking up again. But my favorite memory of this show is my editor telling me, hey, Alice, go out and investigate this new phenomenon, the sex appeal of fat men.
He was a fat guy who was hot.
Yes, a very hot fat guy. And he had confidence.
Yeah, maybe his money helped.
Why? I don't know. I just found him very hot, James Gandolfini.
Very sexy, right?
Very sexy, yeah.
Was it the mob thing?
Definitely the mob
excitement.
Thing.
Excitement, yeah.
Thank you.
It was vulnerability, it was relatability, and clearly something else.
It did. I mean, I think what HBO did was it put on a television series that was more like a weekly movie. I mean, it was great. It was lovely to watch it. And great actors in it. James Gandolfini, obviously. So it was a great thing. It was an amazing thing. And it changed. It was no longer miniseries anymore. It was now doing series with great production value.
And it was more than a mob story. It was a family that people could relate to. They felt like, you know, they know who these people are. And there were also major protests. Remember? Italian Americans were like, oh my God, I don't like it. Anyway, that last guy was Joe Morton. He was Kerry Washington's father on Scandal.
Oh.
And I just happened to find him in Times Square and I asked him to weigh in and, you know, he agreed. He was scouting for his show, God's friend.
God friended me.
Yeah, scouting.
Among the many brilliant things about the show is it humanized the mobsters. That's why you liked Tony Soprano, because you saw he was trying to be a good family man, even though his job happened to be killing people.
Yeah, but even so, he was trying to work it out.
He was.
With his therapist, who was Dr. Melfi, who was an Italian who wasn't in the mob.
Yeah. Lorraine Brock.
Lorraine Brock.
Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful.
She was awesome.
Thanks, Alice.
Happy anniversary, Sopranos.
Good stuff.